A lot of people are waking up across the Midwest and stepping outdoors today and thinking it's quite warm out there, but temperatures are still in the positive single digits and teens in many areas. That's what happens after bitter cold air dominates the region for a couple of days. It seems warmer than it is, but we are expecting a more significant warming trend to occur across the Midwest as we move forward through the next several day period. There'll be a minor setback in the upper parts of the region here today and perhaps tomorrow, where temperatures will still be bitterly cold. This morning, negative teens and negative 20s were noted across Wisconsin and Minnesota, portions of eastern and northern portions of North Dakota, and an extreme northeast part of South Dakota. That cold will fester up there for another 24 hours or so, and then after that it will abate, and it will be the last of such bitter cold for a while across portions of the Midwest and the northern plains. Temperatures in many areas will actually get warmer than normal across, most areas east of the Rocky Mountains as we move forward through the weekend into next week. The warm-up will take care of much of the snow cover that's out there. A lot of it will disappear, especially in the central plains and a portion of the lower Midwest. There's some pretty impressive depths out there. It'll take a while for some of the snow to disappear. The warm-up will certainly reduce the energy demand across the region, and we will expect to see one precipitation event of significance, and that one is going to occur as we move from Thursday night into Saturday. During that time period, this storm system will likely overrun many areas from the southeastern plains into the heart of the lower and eastern Midwest, as well as the Delta and portions of the southeastern states. The storm system is perhaps a little bit weaker today than it was advertised to be earlier this week, but it's still going to be a viable system that will produce enough precipitation and enough runoff to maybe cause some localized flooding. The combination of rain and a significant rate of melting snow will likely combine to create the runoff and the potential for a little bit of local flooding. This will be most significant in parts of Illinois, Indiana, and perhaps a few areas to the south into the northern portions of the U.S. Delta. And we're not expecting this to be a major event, but it will be at least a bit of a frustration for those who are still trying to deal with the cleanup from the heavy snows and the bitter cold that has occurred recently. Once the storm system exits out of the Midwest, we will start that warming trend in a more significant manner. And I should point out, on the northern fringes of this particular disturbance that comes up here for Thursday into Saturday, we will see some new snowfall. Most of that will probably occur in places like Iowa and Wisconsin, but there will be several inches of new snow that may accumulate across a part of that region. Iowa, if you recall, is still dealing with some notable subsoil moisture deficits left over from last summer, so the greater the precipitation is over these next few weeks, the better the start to the spring season may be as far as the moisture profile is concerned with moisture. Now, as we get away from this larger storm system Thursday into Saturday, we will see drier conditions occur across the Midwest thereafter. Maybe drier is not the right word. We'll probably just say a succession of small weather disturbances will move across the Midwest. We'll see some snow periodically across the north, but we won't see any more of that bitter cold that has been plaguing the region. Temperatures out there this afternoon are still going to be quite chilly, though, in quite a few areas. We'll look for the highs in the negative single-digit readings from Minnesota and Wisconsin into the eastern Dakotas. Positive single digits and teens will occur across the remainder of the northern Midwest, while the southern portions of the region will be in the 20s and 30s. Tomorrow afternoon, we'll likely see the temperatures starting to improve in the north, with teens and 20s likely across that region. The south will still be seeing mostly 30s and a couple of lower 40s. And as we move on into the Friday through Sunday period, we'll start to see some better warming take place. By the end of the weekend, we'll see 30s and 40s across the northern parts of the region with a handful of upper 20s, while we'll see some 40s and perhaps some 50s occurring in the south. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.